Okay, thank you for the very kind introduction. It's an honor to be here. I'd love to learn with all of you, love to learn some Torah, and looking forward to discussing a very important and engaging topic tonight within the laws and halachos of Bikur Cholim, of visiting the sick. I think there's some more seats there in the back, if you want to, and there's some source sheets going around. So we're discussing within the halachos of Bikur Cholim, of visiting the sick. There are a couple of very fascinating and important and profound concepts that might seem a little bit technical and very specific and maybe very Talmudic, but they're actually, and they are, which is beautiful, and they're also very practical and relevant in chaplaincy, in visiting the sick, and in general, being supportive to those who are not well. And so it's a fascinating case to study and to look at to help us appreciate the depth of the laws of Bikur Cholim, because it really is very deep, very profound, and very relevant. And if you want to be the best you can be for others and really have a hider in the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, learning the halachos and the gemaras and the lamdos around it is actually very helpful in being a better Jew and a better person, a better friend, and a better mevaker chola. So it starts in the Gemara and Nedarim, this discussion, as do actually many of the discussions of Bikur Cholim, this whole section. And this, we're on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and a lot of Lamed Tes is really about where do we find the remez for Bikur Cholim in the Torah, and a lot of the issues related to Bikur Cholim are in that Gemara there in Nedarim. And this Gemara brings up a couple of interesting issues that we're going to focus on today, which is, the first one is, it's very famous, but I don't think always fully understood or appreciated. Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Kol HaMevaker Chola, anyone who visits the sick, no tel echad mishishim bitzaro. They take away 1/60th of their pain. 1/60th of the pain from visiting the sick. So Amar Leis, so he said that the obvious response, which is what happens usually when I tell people about this Gemara, they say, okay, simple, we could put the whole hospital out of business, all the doctors out of business, all the nurses, let's heal all the sick, and simply do Amar Leis, im kein, li'ulin shitin velok muha. You just have 60 people visit. If every person takes away 1/60th of the illness, so have 60 people go and visit, and then one at a time, you'll gradually remove all of the pain of the patient, and they'll be healed. So why not do that? We'll just hire 60 chaplains for each hospital and done. No, so the Gemara responds, Amar Leih, Kishuraita Debei Rebbe. When we talked about that this is, the 10th, the types of 10, the types of numbers we're talking about here is the mathematical equations of the house of Rebbe, and it's also Ben Gilo. It's only when a person who is Ben Gilo visits. I'm not going to translate that intentionally right now. Really, Gilo would mean, I guess, age, the same age, but not necessarily what it means. We're going to discuss that at length tonight. So first, the issue is that it's only one mathematical equation of how we calculate the 1/60th, and the person visiting the sick has to be Ben Gilo to actually remove the illness. So number one, what does that mean? The 10th of Rebbe, Kishuraita Debei Rebbe, Ben Gilo D'Tanya. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe said, Bas Hanizonis Mnichse Achin, a daughter who is being supported by the estate inherited by her brothers. So what does she take? How much of it does she take? It says, Noteles Ishur Nechasim. She can take 1/10. That's how much she gets. But Amru lo le Rebbe, so they responded, L'divarecha, if that's true, Mishiyeshlo Eser Banosu Ben. What if someone had 10 daughters and one son, and each of those daughters gets 1/10? So the son, Ein lo le Ben b'makom Banos Klum. So the son's going to get nothing because the daughters each get 1/10. How does that fare? Amru lehen, so Rebbe responded, Rishona Noteles Ishur Nechasim. So the first takes 1/10. Shnia b'mashishayra. And the next one takes 1/10 of what's left, not 1/10 of everything, 1/10 of what's left, shlishi is mamashi shaira, and each one takes 1/10, and so it's 1/10 of what remains. So if you sent 60 people, the first one would take away 1/60th of the patient's illness, the next one would not take away 1/60th, rather 1/60th of what's left. So it's not exactly 1/60th each. But also the main thing was, it has to also be Ben Gilo. When a person is visiting the sick, and they are Ben Gilo with the patient that they're visiting, that is what takes away Echad Mishishim Betzaro. So what does that mean, Ben Gilo? So Rashi says right there, Rashi right on Masechet, here in the Darim says, what does Ben Gilo mean? Bachur Kamoso or Zakin Lezakin? a young person, like a young visiting a young person, an elderly person visiting an elderly person. It's that they have that in common. It's a very rational explanation if you think about it. It means that when someone visits the sick, who they can relate to, who they are similar to, that helps the patient in a significant way that might not be true if they couldn't relate to each other. It makes a lot of sense if we see Bikur Cholim as, you know, having someone to talk to or someone to commiserate with, someone to that feels, you know, your experience that you like, a friend. Interestingly, there's another Rashi that quotes this concept of Ben Gilo. It comes up again in Bava Metzia, which we'll discuss in a little bit. And Rashi gives a different explanation there, which isn't that hard to explain. I mean, normally we understand that Rashi can contradict himself because Rashi's goal in commenting throughout Shas is to explain that particular place in Shas that he's talking about. He's not trying to show how they interact with each other, how they fit, and how they make sense. That's Tosfos' job. Tosfos will often say, oh, why does it say this here and that there? And let me show you why they fit together. Rashi is okay with explaining one thing in one place and one thing in another place, but actually Rashi didn't write Rashi and Nedarim anyways. We know that it was the Talmidim of Rashi that wrote on Nedarim, because in Bava Metzia, Rashi, quoting the same concept of Ben Gilo, gives a very different explanation. What does Ben Gilo mean? According to Rashi in Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, he says, Hanoled Beshaito, they were born at the same time, Shenoldu b'mazel echad. They have the same mazel, the same zodiac, and they share the same sign, the same zodiac sign. So there's something almost mystical or special about the fact that they have the same sign, the same zodiac sign, and that helps them relate to each other, whatever it is, and to connect. And the truth is, these two Rashis really represent two different schools of thought, because they're. If you go with the second Rashi, this concept is that there's a metaphysical impact that is happening when we visit the sick, and then that they are Ben Gilo. Something spiritual, something unexplicable is happening, and that's what the Ran here in Nedarim says. Ben Gilo means Shenolad Hamavaker B'mazlo Shel Chole. Same thing as Rashi said in Bava Metzia, that Ben Gilo means that the person visiting the sick has the same zodiac sign, the same zodiac moment as the patient, and then it has an impact. As the Marsha says, the beautiful Marsha says, V'omer Yeilchu. The Gemara says it elsewhere. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says, V'hodat Lehem Sederech Hasher Yeilchu Bad. That's the pasuk in Yisro. It says that Moshe told Yisro, V'hodat Lehem Sederech Hasher Yeilchu Bad. And what was it talking about? So the Gemara darshins each word, V'hodat Lehem. So Zud Beis Chayehim, it's talking about how to set up a family and how to bury the dead and all the issues we learn from each word. So the word that says Vayelchu, Vodat Elohem Esedir Hashel Yelchu Ba, the word Yelchu, that they should go, or that you should go in talking to Yisro, the Gemara says Zu Bikur Cholim, that the way you should go is Bikur Cholim. So the question is, why? What does that mean? I mean, normally we'd say Bikur Cholim is about talking to the patient, davening for them, cleaning their room, helping them out, being with them. You know, why is just Yelchu, just showing up? That's Bikur Cholim? The Marsha says yes, and it's a very important Marsha. He says yes, it's just showing up. The Behalichaso Sham Bilichud, that just going there, Bli Shum Maisa, without doing any action, Mekayama, that fulfills the mitzvah. And what's Marsha's proof? Kedemasi Beben Gilo, Denotel Echad Mi. That it's when you're the Ben Gilo, it's just showing up. Just by being of the same mazel, you take some of the illness away. And that is an amazing Marsha, because I quote this all the time, because, you know, one of the most important lessons of the rabbinate, really, is just show up. People ask me all the time, you know, oh, I have so-and-so in the hospital, or so-and-so sitting Shiva, I'm not sure if I should go or not, I'm busy, I don't know if they want to see me or not. And my answer almost always is, people never regretted showing up. They often regret not showing up, but people don't regret showing up. And in fact, not only do they not regret showing up, they usually say, oh, wow, I'm so glad I went. That was so amazing. They appreciated it so much, or it was there for them. You show up, and then you find out what you do when you get there. And oftentimes it's just showing up. But the rule of thumb is, when in doubt, show up. And the Marsha is saying, just showing up itself is the mitzvah. Just showing up is the mitzvah. And it has incredible impact. And in fact, there's a great sefer that I have called Mitzvahs Bikur Cholim, a wonderful thick sefer with, it's like half the halachos of Bikur Cholim, all the detailed halachos, everything you could ever want to know, and then half the lumdus of Bikur Cholim. And he actually says, he has an interesting piece right here. He says, Yesh Ledum, let's analyze this. De'im ben gilo shel achola yekanes etzal achola velo yedabri imo.
you visit the sick and you don't say a word to them, or lo yivakesh levrachamim, or you don't daven for them, which are normally we say that, you know, part of the mitzvah of bikur cholim is to daven for them, talk to them, help them, support them. But he says if you just show up, v'rak yishtatef imo bitzaro, you show up and you feel their pain. It's like the great story. There's an amazing story of Rav Moshe Feinstein that someone in his building, a woman in his building, was sitting shiva, and he was told, Rav Moshe was told, that she is inconsolable. She's really having a hard time. And he said, I really should go be Menachem Avel. So Rav Moshe shows up at her house, and the room kind of cleared out because, you know, the Gadol Hador is there, it's great Rav Moshe, people got out of his way and kind of got left. And they left him alone for a few minutes. And then he kind of got up, and it was just short time. He then got up and left. And they came back in, and they saw, for the first time since her husband passed away, of this particular almana, she stopped crying. And they thought, wow, Rav Moshe clearly knows the magic words, what to say. He came in here, she was inconsolable, she was suffering and mourning, she had been for days, and Rav Moshe, the wise sage, came, and whatever he said to her, it worked, because now she has seems to have been comforted. So actually they ended up asking her, someone finally got the nerve to say, please, I just want to know, what was it? What did he say to you? It seems to really have comforted you. And she said, yes, he did comfort me. He's the first one to really comfort me. So they asked, well, what did he say? We need to know the secret. And she said, he didn't say a word. He didn't say a single word, but he sat there, and tears welled up in his eyes, and I saw he was feeling my pain, sitting with me in my pain, imo anochi batzara, and no one yet had felt my pain that way. Everyone tried to say something to comfort me. Oh, he's in a better place. Oh, at least he didn't suffer. He's not suffering. They tried to say something to make me feel better, and none of it made me feel better. They all just were words that they were trying. I realized that no one was with me in my pain until Rav Moshe came and just sat with me. He empathized with me. He was just with me in those moments of suffering. And that comforted me, just by being with me. So the Sefer Mitzvot Bikur Cholim says, you can see from this concept that if a Ben Gilo goes, it's not about what they do. It's just there's some kind of metaphysical or neshama level of their connection of their souls, of the person just showing up, rak yishtatef imo bitzaro, just being there with the patient, feeling their pain, sort of bearing witness to their suffering. Afa pisha ulai mitzat etzem bikuro lo yatsa bezei yedei mitzvah shel bikur cholim. Even though technically they might not have fulfilled the mitzvah bikur cholim, which is to daven for the patient, to clean their room, to advocate for them, be there for them, support them, right? That's what we say is the halacha. If you look at Hilchos bikur cholim, they didn't maybe fulfill the pratim of bikur cholim, of the mitzvah bikur cholim, even though they didn't. They didn't actually do these actions, but the fact that they just came there in the room, sitting with the patient and feeling their pain, no tell echad mishishim micholiyav. They took away 1/60th of their pain just by that, and that is an incredible schus, and that is the mitzvah of bikur cholim according to this approach, that it has a sort of a metaphysical impact of simply showing up and simply being there with them in that moment. On the other hand, there is what we could call more like sort of a rationalistic school of thought that kind of follows the first approach in Rashi. The Rashi in the Dharm, the Shita Mekubetzes, right there in the Dharm, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, picks up on that sort of theme. And he simply writes, like Rashi, Ben Gilo, what does it mean, Ben Gilo? Hu denotu echad mishishim bitzaro kolomar, what does it mean that they take it? Ben mazaloshum mitivo, min hanhagaso, that they are of the same nature, the same behavior, they can relate to each other. Ki az daito shel chola nochemenu, because then the patient feels comfortable. This is someone that they can relate to, someone from their generation, from their community. But if they're not someone that they can relate to or that they like, yikotzbo, they actually could feel, you know, sort of, it could sort of intensify the illness. And they'll kind of, they'll be fed up by that. V'yachmid alav cholyav v'yazikenu, that if the wrong person visits the sick, and someone that they can't relate to, and that they don't like, and that they don't feel comfortable with, it could actually make their illness worse. So it's so important to have people. This is why, you know, we talk about diversity and chaplaincy, and you know, like why it's so important to have people in the hospital that a patient could relate to. This is why, you know, in the Orthodox community, like, it's so important to have chaplains that someone could relate to from their community, because they feel a sense of, like, first of all, it helps them to sort of transcend the walls of the hospital. They feel someone that they can relate to, someone they feel comfortable with, someone from their community. It's just a sense of comfort and belonging that is, you know, that they can feel at ease with their own peers. And it helps them feel, you know, some write, actually, Rabbi Telushkin writes in his Code of Jewish Ethics, he actually says, you know, for older patients in particular, it can be reassuring because they could see a friend who's their same age and is still alive and healthy and be like, oh, it's just because I'm whatever age doesn't mean that this is the end of the road for me. I see people who are my age who are doing well and coming to visit me. That's another, you know, within that. But there's some value of Ben Gilo is that they could relate to each other. And this is similar to Karen Ora also in the Dharma Staff Daf Mem. Says a very, very similar thing. He says, Ikur ha-bikur hu me'ohavo u'ben gilo. Someone who they love, someone who they can relate to, a companion. And peer u'machmas kiruv nefashos zem mevakar notach mishirim. It's because of their closeness of their souls, of the closeness of their friendship. That's why it removes some of the illness. And it adds strength from his own, and they give them strength. And actually, Rabbi Yonatan Rosenzweig wrote in Trumin, he has a great article on Bikur Cholim in Trumin, volume Chav Vav, where he actually says this, Efshar Levar Shebakashos Arachamim. Normally we say that the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is fulfilled by davening, by praying for the patient. That's the whole purpose of showing up, that you can see them, and it helps you to pray. And maybe this is also the Ben Gilo issue. So the Bekashos Rachim mis oreres etzel adam b'yester seis kasher misha'er hu ki adavar yacho haya likros gamlo. So it's not just that the patient sees someone that's their age and that they can relate to and makes them comfortable, but the visitor, right? The visitor who's going to the patient, when they see someone who's their age, from their community, from their peer group, so to speak, when they pray for that person, they're going to pray stronger because they can relate to the person. Like, oh, this could be me. When they're the same age, when they're the same mazel, zodiac, the more that they can feel the reality of the danger, they can relate. So they're going to daven better. So when someone is of a similar mazel, they'll be a better visitor, because not just because they'll have a better conversation with the patient, but their davening will be better. First of all, we always say showing up, that, you know, it's one of the questions in Hilchos Bikur Cholim is, can you fulfill the mitzvah by phone? And what some say, you know, obviously if you have no other choice, so you call, and that's better than nothing. But many of the poskim say that if you could visit in person, that is ideal. Why? Because since part of the essence of Bikur Cholim, of visiting the sick, is the prayers that we say for the patient. It's one thing when you talk to them on the phone, you can get a sense of how they're doing, but it's nothing like when you're in person. Maybe, you know, Zoom, that will be a little bit better because you can see them. And when you're in person, you really get a sense of how they're doing. And hopefully, you know, your prayers, your davening will be that much more intensified by the experience of the reality of what they are dealing with. And so too, if you can relate to them and you feel their pain, you can daven, and it'll increase the quality of your prayers. Rabbi Chuck Shear, Charles Shear, has a great article called Bikur Cholim, The Origins of the Jewish Pastoral Care, and he makes this point, and I just like one thing he says about this. He says, Rav Acher Bar Chana said it in grand hyperbolic fashion. Whoever visits the sick takes away 1/60th of his distress. Now, Rabbi Shear says on that, the rabbis had high expectations for Bikur Cholim. Think about it. What are they saying here? They did not see it as a mere friendly visit instituted to pass away the time of the sick. The objective of Bikur Cholim was to offer a healing intervention. The whole idea of visiting the sick is to actually help them heal, to help them find a cure. You're actually going there to help induce curing, whether it's 1/60th or whatever it is. And the whole discussion here is, how do we help people heal? And that might not be physical healing. As we know, sometimes there could be, even when a cure is not possible, healing could still be possible. It could be emotional healing, spiritual healing, relational healing. But whatever it is, the purpose of Bikur Cholim is to really, literally help the patient. And that's what this Gemara is saying, that you take away 1/60th of their illness, you are helping to remove some of their illness. And that's the goal of Bikur Cholim. We should not be little. It's not like, oh, it's such a nice little thing. Oh, go, it's cute. Go visit the sick. What a nice thing. It's not one of the big mitzvahs, but no. Bikur Cholim is part and parcel of pikuach nefesh in many ways. And it's really helping people who are most vulnerable. And that's what we're talking about here. When we talk about taking away 1/60th of their illness, we're talking about really trying to help people who are in need of help in a serious way. But what does it mean 1/60th? Echa mishishin. What are we talking about when we say they're taking away 1/60th? What's the goal here? So the Marashah there, also here in the Gemara, on the Darim, Lama Tes, Amud Beis, says, the inyan shenotel chelik echad misamech, 1/60th, shehu nikra davar muat. This is considered like a small amount. We always say this when it comes to imparting flavor, like in kashers, echad misamech batal yafinam le mizrabi shalai, when we look at it right now, that we always say that when it comes to regarding imparting flavor, that 1/60th is batal, is nullified. So the Torah's Chaim here, this is on Bava Metzia, the other place where the Gemara discusses this topic, he explains more in more depth, because there's a number of times, it's not just in kashrus, by the way, where we talk about this whole concept of removing 1/60th of something. So the Torah Chaim says, no tel echad bishishim becholiyav lav dafka echad mishishim. It doesn't just literally mean 1/60th. Like if you do a study and we start measuring the patient's illness and we visit them and see like, can we measure that exact 1/60th? That's not what he's talking about. It's not lav dafka 1/60th. Ella kolomer. What it means is chelak katan hu notel. You're taking some amount of their illness. The oso chelak, and that amount too, batel bechol acholi. It's really nullified in comparison to the whole illness. It's not actual, you're not taking away actual measurable amount, but it is some help that you're doing. That's why it's echem mishishim. It's not that it's actually curing the patient, but it's doing something. But we know that we have this concept, mishum de kaimalan de echad batal mishishim biyisurin. In general, with prohibitions, 1/60th nullifies it. V'nira de hainu ha de isa beperek haroa. In the Gemara Brachos in Perek Haroa, that's the chapter about dreams, it says, eish echad mishishim legehenem. Fire is 1/60th of hell. So fire is not actually 1/60th, but it's just a minimal amount. It's like a hint. Legehenem. Devash, honey, is echad mishishim laman. It's 1/60th of the sweetness, of the beauty of tasting the man. We'll never know, like I guess until Mashiach comes, what it was like to taste the man. But when you taste honey, you're at least getting some kind of a hint at it. Shabbos is echad misamech le'olam haba. Me'ein olam haba, we say. So experiencing a beautiful Shabbos, the rest, the menucha of Shabbos, is like olam haba. It's not actually, you can't compare. Your olam haba is so much better. But it's a taste, a flavor. Shina, sleep, is echad mishishim lemisa. It's 1/60th of death. It's not actually death in any way, but there is some comparison in an abstract, distant way. Lefisha ba lomar shechom eish. What does this mean? The heat of fire, shalano, of our fire, batal lagabe chom eish shel gehenim. It's nullified compared to the intensity of the heat of gehenim. V'chom masika sadavash, and all the amazing sweetness of honey is batal lagabe masika saman. It's nothing compared to the incredible sweetness of the man. But it gives you at least an inkling, right? A hint of what it must be like, right? And that's why the Chassam Sofer actually has a really interesting comment in his Chedushim on Nedarim there in Lamed Tes. He says, "Hamavaker as achola nota echem misamech betzara." What does that mean? Yira de ben gilo davka nota. It's davka ben gilo echem misamech ube emes. In truth, ihave yedina and ben gilo. If we really knew, I mean, Chassam Sofer wants us to take this seriously. It's not just like a guzma, an exaggeration or something. If we really knew exactly who was the Ben Gilo of a patient, Ihava Yedinan, Ben Gilo, Mihu, Hayu Nichnasin Shishin Bene Gilo Bapamachas, you'd have all 60 of those people who are exactly the Ben Gilo. Exactly, though, to really be a Ben Gilo, to be the same sign, the same zodiac summon, they have to be born the same second, literally. So he's taking it from that perspective. If they would all 60 would go, but Pamachas, the same moment, Viyamod Micholav, it would cure him. It would do it. It is really literally a 60th. Ach, and say, I know you do it, Lana, but we don't know how to find the right person. V'hashta. So now, afilo nechnasin kol b'nei ha'olam. So you can just say, okay, send all 8 billion people in the whole world. It's got to be that 60 of them will fit the criteria. I mean, I guess it'd be a pretty big hospital room, but I don't know if you can imagine some way of doing that, maybe with Zoom. I don't know. But if you could imagine some way of squeezing everyone in the world into their hospital room, you could say, okay, well, now at least 60 people who are the Ben Gilo, the proper Ben Gilo of this person, are here. But no, you couldn't do it at the same time. What you'd have to do is you'd have to go b'zeh achar zeh, one at a time. U'bein kach yizdamnu lo samach b'nei gilo. Okay, eventually, if you have one, you have, just make a line. The whole world passes through in a line. The 60 people who are mamish, the Ben Gilo, will pass through, but mikol makom bein echad lechaveru. But when one person leaves, even though they are the Ben Gilo, yeshahu zman ma, there is a pause. There is some time in between each visit. Umasha natal rishon, and that which the first one took when they visited the sick, ad sheyavo hasheni kvar hichbid alav chole. It comes back. It would have to be all 60 at the same moment. It constantly goes back up. So it'd have to be all 60 at the same time. Nimsa I efshar sheyivtar mecholiv legamrei idea biker of al kapanim ho mevaker shelo ala kol kach lemala memadrega shaya ola ilu lo haya mevakerno. So at least they could bring it up in some bit, and so you should still try, but it's impossible to have all the people who could come at the same time, because we don't know how to calculate that being gilo properly. But this leads, what he just said, leads to a fascinating statement. That Gemara in Bava Metzia, when it quotes the same idea of visiting the sick, that you remove 1/60th, the Gemara there, it's Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, articulates it slightly differently. And the one thing that he says there, I just want to point it out. There's a lot to say about the differences, but one thing as a chaplain that I want to point out, it says there, Amar Mar, Ben Gilo, Notol Echa Mishishim Becholiv. When a person of the same Ben Gila, whatever it means, we've discussed, right? The same that they can either relate to or the exact same mazel, visits, it takes away 1/60th. And then the Gemara adds a line, a fascinating, because you would think that the next line should be, so you should go visit. Visit the sick because you do make a difference. You're helping them. You're removing some of their illness. But the Gemara then says something strange. It says, V'filu hachi mi boile lemeza legabe. Yet even so, even though you take away 1/60th, you should still go visit. Why does it say even so? It should say, and therefore you should make sure. Therefore, Hazaris are, you know, you should go visit. Why, even though it takes away? And my favorite explanation that really rings true is that the reason is because where did that 1/60th go? It said, Echad Mishishim Becholev. It said, Ben Gilo, no tell Echad Mishishim. When a person of the same guild comes, they take 1/60th. Where does it go? It seems to be from this Gemara that they absorb it within themselves. The visitor comes and says, "You look, you're very sick, so I'll come visit you. I'll just take 1/60th. I'll just only get a little bit of it for myself, and it's worth it. I don't mind being a little sick as if it takes some from you." But so therefore, there is some sacrifice involved with visiting sick. Okay, that's certainly true when it comes to contagious illnesses when we visit. But in general, as a chaplain, I mean, what this says to me is that there is some kind of moral trauma. There's moral distress. There's an impact. There's compassion fatigue. There's what we call secondary trauma. It does impact us when we visit someone sick. And we experience, we're there with them. Imo enochi betzara. We feel the pain, and it builds up over time. It's there inside of you, and we have to process it. We have to deal with it. We have to recognize that that's a reality of visiting the sick, is that it's going to have an impact on us. And even still, we should visit the sick, we should try to help people, be there for them, but also, you know, seek care and support for ourselves, because it builds up over time and it has an impact on us. There's just one more thing that I want to mention as we discuss this important issue, and then I'll summarize and wrap up. And that is, just as you go through these halachos, you come across something fascinating, which is Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam quotes this whole Gemara, but he leaves one piece out. I'll quote you the Rambam. It's Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Perik Yudalet Halacha Dalet, 14:4. The Rambam says as follows. Biker Cholim Mitzvah Al Hakol. Everyone should visit the sick. Afilu Gadol Mevakar Sakatan. Even a, you know, a very great person should visit a small person. This is because Biker Cholim comes from the laws in general. Pikuach Nefesh comes from the laws of Shavas Aveda, and there is a heter for that, if it's Eino Lefi Kvodo, you know, you don't have to return the lost object. But when it comes to Biker Cholim and healing the sick, everyone, even a great person visits a small person, everyone should visit the sick. Umevakrin Harbe Pa'amim B'yom. You should even visit many times a day. V'cholam mosif meshubach. And the more you do for the sick, the more you can do for them, listen to them, be there for them, support them, pray for them, whatever it is. Hareze meshubach, it's a good thing. Ubilvad shelo yatriach, but not too much. I mean, if you're going to constantly visit someone over and over again and harass them and bother them, sometimes they need to rest also. Sometimes they need a break. Like, it's not about us visiting them. It's not about us getting the mitzvah. It's about what's best for the chola. So sometimes it's not good to visit. As much as I said, you should just show up before. Not if it's a tircha for the patient. That comes first. Ubilvad shelo yatriach. First, do no harm, as they say in medicine, right? The cholam avakra is a chola keilu nata. First of all, he adds the word keilu. Cholam avakra chola. If you visit the sick, keilu natal chelek micholev. It's like as though you took a piece. He doesn't say 1/6. He just says you took a piece of their illness. The hakol mi'alav. You lighten the burden for them. The chosh einu mevaker keilu shofichtam. And if you don't visit, it's as if you shed blood, as in the story of Rabbi Kiva, who didn't visit his student until he heard this. So Rambam left something out. Not only does he not say 1/60, he says ke'ilu nato chelek, but that's basically the same idea. But he did not say ben gilo. He left it out. Why did the Rambam not include that concept? It was so important. We saw all the Rishonim discussing what does it mean ben gilo. So there's a lot of discussion on this, and it's a fascinating point. Yichavidas chelek gimel simen pei gimel. That's Rav Avadya Yosef zichron levracha. Rav Avadya said as follows. He points this out. He says, "Umashlo hisna harambam shehe ben gilo davka." Why did the Rambam leave that out? Nira shemekor mi midrash. Maybe it's because he was citing the medrash, not necessarily that gemara in the Nedarim. And the medrash on the pasuk which says, "Ashrei maschil al dal biyom ra yimal tehu Hashem." What does it mean? Amar Rav Huna ze mevaker sachola. That is visiting the sick. Shekol mevaker sachola poches lo echem mishishim bicholev. They reduce 1/60th of their illness. Amrulon. They responded. This is still the midrash. Im kain ya'alu shishim levako. So let 60 go. V'yardi imahem l'shuk. Are taken to the shuk and then pass by 60 people and they'll be cured. Amar lahem shishim ubavanshe ahuvim also kenafsham. But it has to be. He doesn't necessarily say it's ben gilo. He says it has to be. He's explaining ben gilo like the kind of rational school that we saw before. And in that school of thought, the ben gilo is people who the person loves. Someone who they can relate to. It was like, I think I skipped it before. I read the Karen Ora who says that they're close, but the Meiri, the Meiri's explanation of that Ben Gilo was he says, "Hey, Adam Zaris Mimisos Bikrochol Mimnesh Mevaker Mekel Becholev Shalachola Derech Ha'ara Amru." It's Derech Ha'ara. As a side point, they said, "Kol Mevaker Sachola Keilo Nata Echem Yishishim Becholev Ube Bnei Gilo," and it has to be Ben Gilo. Rotzei Lomar. Shebikuram orevalav, that it's someone that they like, that's pleasant to them. Shemitzad hanaso mihem choli of mikah, that because they're being visited by someone that they like and that they enjoy their company, that makes them feel better. That's what it meant, ben gilo. And the Meiri, who was a rationalist, is very much on the same page as the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be quoting this midrash, Rav Avadya. Roger quotes, and it's saying, it's the point is that they are ahuvim kenasham. It's not about Ben Gilo. He's explaining Ben Gilo, and that's why it says. That's why the Rambam wrote. He did write kol mevaker sachola ki ilu zeh micholev v'hakam yalav. They make them feel better. So the idea is that someone makes them feel better, but it's not davka Ben Gilo. It's someone who they just get along with. And the Rambam was kind of just including that in his explanation, and therefore he didn't have to write the words, Ben Gilo. The Chilkas Yaakov writes in his Shas and Shuvas, Yeridea Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, he says, Haramba Mefarish Ben Gilo, Kumo Haran Varash, Ben Adarim, Dehainu, Hanola Ben Mazlo. He's saying, no. It's actually in the mystical school, not like the Meiri. The Rambam is being mystical. And he's saying, and velo kemefarish, that's Rashi, that's why they call Rashi in the Nedarim, since it wasn't Rashi. Bachur lebachur, zakin lezakin, it doesn't mean that it's that they recognize each other, get along. V'yocholios bechom mevaker, shenolod b'mazo shalchola, velo nafke min ledina, but there's no nafke min ledina for halacha, klal hayde ben gilo. Umishumachi he had tig rak lashon gemara, so he just quoted the lashon of the gemara in the Nedarim. Kol mevaker chol and notel v'lo mashim efarish gemara. And now with the gemara explained, achar kach dezei davka ben gilo kivan de ladina lekanafke mina de ein the yeshomim le da zos I'm sorry, I lost my place. Here we go. And he's kind of explaining like the Chasam Sofer that you can't know exactly who is from the same exact zodiac as someone. So since it's impossible to know, it's no nafka mina, everyone should go anyways. And so the Rambam just quoted the Iker of the Gemara, which was you should visit the sick, and didn't need to quote the explanation, which was the Ben Gilo, because the Rambam assumed like the mystical school. That's what the Chalkas Yaakov argues. Interestingly, Mark Shapiro takes an opposite approach. Mark Shapiro assumes kind of more like Chavei Das, but differently. Mark Shapiro has a fascinating discussion. It's actually based on the Sefer Iyunim LeMishpat, which you have here. The Iyunim LeMishpat, right? So if you look on the page, he says, he quotes the Radavaz, quoting Ben Gilo, and he says, "Vzeu shekasav Aram ki ilu noto chelek, avah Aram lo piresh." The Rambam holds ha ben gilo lo kein mazlo lo bez mazlo. It's not this, not someone of the same mazlo. She ain darko shal Rambam lahavi bechibero davar shu al tivi. The Rambam doesn't quote things in the Mishnah Torah that are not natural v'sichli and don't make logical sense, and that's why the Rambam left it on there. And Mark Shapiro quotes this, and he writes in his book Studies in Maimonides and His Interpreters pages. This is now we're quoting on page 95, 99, and 134. It says, Maimonides' originality is seen in the way he reworks various Talmudic halachot, emphasizing some aspects at the expense of others. Right? That was what the Rambam was doing. He was putting the shas, putting the Judaism into his words, into his worldview, and kind of explaining it as he, and emphasizing that some things more, some things less, and offering reasons of his own devising. Sometimes he adds his own explanation for the halacha. The sheer number of halachot that Maimonides ignored, many of which are recorded in other codes, is sufficient to establish his great originality in the exclusion of superstitious elements from halachic codification. The Rambam did not want to include superstitious ideas in his Mishnah Torah. He would rather leave that out to give a more logical, rational approach to Judaism if one would simply learn the Mishnah Torah. An example worth noting now, Mark Shapiro goes on and says, is found in Nedarim 39b. Although this passage is agadic, it is significant, for here too, we find Maimonides subtly removing the superstitious element in the same way he does when dealing with halachic passages. Whereas the Talmud seems to say that one who visits the sick literally removes some of his pain, Maimonides presents the passage in a more rational manner. Also significant is that Maimonides leaves out the phrase regarding the requiring that the visitor be of his affinity, Ben Gilo. It is likely that Maimonides interpreted this in the same way as Rav Asher ben Yechiel and Rav Nissim Grondi, who take Ben Gilo to mean one who is born under the same planetary influence. In other words, Rambam saw the Gemara in that mystical way. But since he thought that the Gemara meant the mystical thing, if so, Maimonides' omission is clearly understood. Since the Rambam thought the Gemara meant something mystical here, he left it out of the Mishnah Torah. Whereas, let's say the Meiri, as an example, explained this concept in a rational way, and so they included it. But the Rambam didn't see it that way. And just to conclude, that same article in Trumin Chavav, Rabbi Yoni Rosenzweig, he also talks about this, and he says, L'daito shel Rambam, mitzvah speaker cholim, he etzem hasiyu haniten lechola. The idea of bikur cholim, the whole point of it, is to help the patient. So that can happen in multiple, various different ways. But the purpose of the mitzvah is to help. So it could be that you show up and nothing happens, but maybe the staff sees that you're there and they are more attentive to the patient because you were there. Or, there's various things that one could do that help the patient in different ways. Maybe it's the davening, the tefillah, or cleaning the room, or helping to make sure that their food is good, or you bring them something. There could be so many different things. But the whole point is, the mitzvah is the help that you provide for the chole, for the sick. Gam im ein hadavar no aid or mevi lerfuyav. Even if it doesn't actually, heal them or bring specific, assistance, ella lahakala alav bilvad. But it at least lightens their load. It lessens the illness. Mishum kach ein aramba magavil es kima mitzvah le ben gilo shalachol bevad. So the Rambam says, I'm not going to limit it just to the ben gilo, because my goal is here. The ben gilo was just one example that the Gemara was giving of one of the ways we can help people who are sick. Bring someone who they could relate to or from the same mazel. But the Rambam simply saying, that's just one example. I don't want to give examples here. I want to talk about the principle. Shekein kol adama mevaka chola misayeya lo bekach. Anyone who visits could help them in different ways. Amnam maila gadola yoso yesh ben gilo. There's maybe a special advantage if they are the ben gilo. But that's just one advantage. HaRambam Eino Mit'alemi Divrei Gemara. The Rambam's not ignoring the Gemara. Ela Kolal Zos Be'omro Be'tchilas Halach. But he was including what the Gemara said about Ben Gila when he started off by saying, Koha Mosif Mishubach. The more you do, the better. Bikur Cholim requires creativity. Whatever I can do to help someone, there's no list. You must do this, you must not do that. It's specific. No, it's case specific. It depends on each person. Whatever that person needs at that time, that's why Bikur Cholim is about being a good listener, about showing up and being there for the person. It's not about me imposing my agenda on the patient. It's about me being there and listening and being there for them. Sometimes that might mean not leaving, right? But it depends on what that person needs. So the Rambam's saying, when it said Ben Gilo, that was one example. If they can relate to you, bring in someone who the person can relate to, they can talk to, they have someone to talk to things about. They, you know, giving them news, what's going on in the community. That is one example. But the whole idea, the whole goal is Kol HaMosif Meshubach. Be creative. Be creative in the mitzvah and be there for the patient as they need you. As they need you, be kurosha ben gilo yeshbo bevadai mishum tosefes mishubachas. There is an advantage when it is ben gilo, but it's not their requirement. And so we see here that the Rambam is basically, you know, he brings up this pastoral issue of kind of reframing, listening to a person and talk and saying back to them with a positive spin and kind of being there for them. But you see from this that, you know, just to summarize, this is a very profound and I think beautiful idea. The Gemara was simply telling us that when you visit the sick, you remove some of their illness. The point here being really that visiting the sick has a purpose. It's not just a cute thing to, it's nice to do because you don't want them to be mad at you. It actually helps people. The goal of Bikur Cholim, the goal of chaplaincy, the goal of being a friend to someone who's in the hospital is to actually help them. How do you help them? Depends on that person. You're there for them. The first point is you simply show up. Maybe there is a metaphysical, mystical aspect to it. Maybe just by being there, if you're a Ben Gilo, maybe you had an impact just by being there. We don't know. So you just show up. Or maybe there is an actual rational explanation that having someone who they care about, who they like, who they can relate to, that could be it. So, you know, especially if you know someone who's from your community, you should visit them when they're sick. As long as it doesn't bother them, maybe you can call ahead. You can check with the hospital, with the nurses, with the chaplain. But the point is that Bikur Cholim does have an impact. It does remove some of their illness. And there are various ways of doing it. And we should be creative with how we help the sick and recognize that there are multiple ways that multiple people can have an impact when they visit the sick. And there's the rational view of what Ben Gilo means. There's the mystical view of what Ben Gilo means. You know, 160th, we don't expect it to actually, you know, just miraculously cures the person, although you never know, but you never know. But Ben 160th simply meant it does something. Something is happening. There is an impact. You should always recognize and know that when you visit the sick, you're having impact. You're doing good. You're making them feel better. And we should all do our best to help people who are in need, who are not well, to feel better, to feel supported, to be with them as they need us to be there with them. And we should, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is a segula, a schus for Olam Haba. We should all have the segula for Bikur Cholim. We should not have to do Bikur Cholim anymore. We should be mevaker the Cholim today so that we can have the schus to enjoy the future in which there will be no more sick, no more, you know, and everyone will be able to just talk about how we used to visit the sick in the past. Maybe they'll only be visiting, you know, new parents, right, who had babies, and we should just know health and happiness and goodness speedily in our days. Amen.